Precision Metals.
Hi, is Daryl there?
This is Daryl.
Hi, Daryl. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Good, good. I know you're busy, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer that our bank had mailed out to your business. Looks like two and a half weeks ago. And basically, it was based on some past financing you guys did. Looks like RCB back in 2012. And so, based on that, we were able to pre-approve your business for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. Just wanted to circle back with you and see, you know, what you guys have in the pipeline where you guys need some financing.
Nope, not needing a thing.
Okay, how's business going over there right now?
Lousy.
Lousy? Oh, why is that?
Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we're in the oil patch, so when oil's not doing good, neither are we.
Okay, when oil's down, you guys are down.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, what are sales like this year?
Oh, probably a fifth of what it has been.
Oh, wow. And so, is that, like, can you predict when that'll pick back up?
No, somebody unplugged my crystal ball.
I just didn't know if it was like a, you know, one of those industries where you can kind of track it and see in the future if things change.
No, we just all go to the bar on Friday nights and throw darts at the wall. And, nobody's taking any guesses. You know, some of them say a couple of years. And,
Okay.
We'll see what it does.
Count me out. Oh, okay. So, but since things are slow right now, what are you guys doing to, like, to shift your efforts?
I mean, we've still got things to do, but we went from a crew of 16 to 2, so.
Oh, wow. You guys had to go from 16 to 2 people?
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
It's not ideal. So,
nope.
Do you guys have any cash flow issues right now?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
It's one of those things we're expecting.
Oh, you are expecting it?
Oh, not really, you know.
Okay.
I can get the doors closed before that happens.
So if it does come down to it, you'd rather close doors than kind of continue on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like feeding dead horses.
No, I hear you. And so, because you don't know when the oil industry will pick back up, it could be years.
Could be, could take 5 or 10 years to get back up to speed. So
5 to 10 years.
This is one of them cycles here in Tulsa.
But it's cycling like that everywhere, right?
Well, yeah, anywhere that's in the oil. So.
Okay.
You know, and shame on us. We were pretty heavy into oil, so.
Huh.
So
is there anything that you could, like, shift into something else, like not oil? Or is it, like, that's really
where your focus is? Pretty much oil. We got some airplane people here, but, you know, they're pretty slow, too. So.
Okay, yeah, I've never been out there.
Well, come on out. I saw where you were in Rancho Cucamonga. Is that where you're at?
No, we're in San Diego.
San Diego.
Mhm. Yeah, San Diego.
Yeah, I spent a few good months out there.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah, MCRD though.
What's MCRD?
Marine Corps Recruit.
Oh, you're in the Marines. Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your service. All right, so it doesn't sound like you guys really are growing anytime soon. And if you did in the future need capital, you'd first consider closing your doors rather than taking on capital.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well.
Have a good day.
Thanks. Hopefully things pick back up for you.
Yeah, sooner or later.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.